morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snacks, pardon me, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. And today is Friday, September 1st, 2023. It is about 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in a beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 3 a.m. Pacific Time and about just after midnight in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you on the path of the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors, as you were yesterday. Pardon me, guys. Know why I'm having such a dry throat. 2-1 yesterday. The one we lost, we had Kent State minus 39.5, and they lost by 50. I was just thinking, just don't lose by 40 and end up losing by 50. But the two we won, we had Connecticut, UConn, plus 17.5 against NC State. The normal spread was 14.5. They covered that. They only lost by 10. And we also had Utah, minus 9.5. we pushed it up, and that was plus 4. That was, or 8.5. That was plus 140. So we made a little more money on that one. All right, because the normal spread was like 6.5, so we pushed it up. So we should have had a nice day, a profitable day. All right, but we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. Pardon me. We keep going. I've got three for the day, okay? One for baseball, two for college football. We'll start on the diamond, where at 9 p.m. Eastern, I believe. Might be 8:40-ish, but regardless, it's tonight game, and it's the Boston Red Sox at the Kansas City Royals, okay? Boston, you know, in the thick of it for the playoff hunt. They're starting James Paxton, left-handed pitcher, 7-4 with a 3.99 ERA, 1.26 whip. Now, Houston touched him up real good over the weekend. So, hopefully he's looking to bounce back. And he's going against Jordan Lyles of Kansas City, right-handed pitcher, 3-15 with a 6.51 ERA, 1.31 whip. Now, you see that record, and if I'm not mistaken, the last time we had him on the show, he beat us. And that can't happen two times in a row, not with that damn record. All right? So we're going to take Boston minus 1.5 for minus 120 odds, all right? Now, check these when you go, when you make your wagers, when you place your action, because they could, you know, those odds might move on you a little bit. But I'm still liking Boston minus 1.5, okay? And now our first college football game, I didn't check the time for these games. So you got to check your local listings on the times. I believe they are night games, you know, after it's a Friday, so a holiday Friday. I believe they are after 7 p.m., okay, both of them, 7 p.m. Eastern, because all times are Eastern on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, betting public sports show on YouTube, all right? But we got Directional Michigan versus State Michigan. Central Michigan University at Michigan State. East Lansing. Okay, now Central Michigan comes back. They bring in 9 of 11 defensive starters back. That shouldn't matter too much against Michigan State because they're recruiting different caliber athletes, but at the same time, that portal is a little bit of an equalizer. NIL is a little bit of an equalizer as well. Okay? In Central Michigan, the Chippewas, their quarterback, Birdie Manuel Jr., he's pretty solid. He's kind of a thick dude, but he's fast. You know, he's a good runner. And if he can throw it a little bit, this could be a little danger for Michigan State, who... I'm sorry, one more thing about Central Michigan. They gave up 28 points a game last year, and they scored 24 points a game last year while going 4-8 overall, 3-5 in the conference. Michigan State, 5-7 overall last year, 3-6 in the Big Ten. Okay? Now, they do have 4 offensive line starters coming back. That's huge. Okay? And their running back, Jalen Burcher or something like that. I guess my penmanship is terrible here. But regardless of that, Michigan State 5-7, 3-6, like I said, they scored 24 last year and gave up 27. And the minute I saw this game, I instantly started thinking over. Because Michigan State, if anything, they should be able to give you 30 damn points. You know, Jim McElwain, I know he's supposed to be a little bit of a defensive-oriented coach, but he knows how to get some offense, too, okay? And so that's why I'm going to go ahead and take this game. And because Birdie Manuel Jr., I'm telling you, he's a spectacular athlete. You'll see. Not saying he'll play on Sundays, but he's a damn good athlete, okay? So we're going to go ahead and take this game to go over. The normal total is 45.5. I took it down to 44.5, okay? So that way we get a 24-21 score. We win. Okay. We're taking that to go over 44.5, and that's -120 odds, all right? And then the last game of the day, another college football game. Again, sometime after 7 p.m. Eastern. But it's Louisville at Georgia Tech. Okay. Louisville was 8-5 last year. Okay, now they only got 9 starters total returning on both sides of the ball. One of them is the quarterback, Jack Plummer, and the running back, Jawar Jordan, okay? But, like, all their receivers that are coming back, I mean, and their center comes back. That's huge, too, for blitz pickup. Supposed to be one of the best centers in the ACC. And, you know, they got some heat at receiver. You know, and they run a very pass-happy offense with Jeff Brohm. Okay? And they got half their defense returning as well. But Georgia Tech, 5-7. Last year, scored 17.2 points a game. They fired their coach or whatever happened after 4 games. And the other guy, the new guy, just came in and did the league games. He was 4-4 in that. They got 5 starters returning on offense and 6 returning on defense. Like I said, 17.2 points a game last year, scoring 28.1 giving up last year. Okay, and that's what I see happening in this game. I just don't think Georgia Tech is going to be able to score enough with Louisville. I think 6.5 points or 7.5, whatever it is way too low against Louisville. That's why I pushed it up to 9.5, and that's even money. So we're going to take Louisville -9.5. I think Louisville will easily win by 10 points, double digits and more, and that's -120 odds. But again, check the odds when you make your wager, because I think Louisville is going to at least win by double digits, all right? So let's recap, okay? Major League Baseball, 1 game. The Boston Red Sox at the Kansas City Royals. We're taking the Red Sox -1.5 for -120 odds, okay? College football. Central Michigan at Michigan State. We're taking that game to go over 44.5 points. That's over 44 and a half points. That's minus 120 odds. Okay, and then lastly, more college football. We've got Louisville at Georgia Tech, some ACC action. We're taking Louisville minus 9.5 for even money, plus 100, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. Don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, and most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Okay? There will be a video up later, just like there was up on yesterday. There'll be one this whole weekend, okay? Or at least every day that there's football. All right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.